各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with you all, brothers and sisters.
感谢主耶稣的爱，让我们在主里又平安过了一个礼拜。
Thank the grace of the Lord, we are in the Lord for a week, and we had peace for a week.
当年我们在安息圣日都能够歇下世上一切的工作。
And we hope that on the Sabbath day we can put down all the burdens of the world.
在主面前来享受安息。
And enjoy the peace in front of the Lord.
教会安排我要再讲这个十诫。
The church has arranged for me to talk about the Ten Commandments.
有些人认为十诫那是旧约时代神给百姓的诫命。
Some people think that the Ten Commandments are the laws the Lord gave.Israelites in the Old Testament.
所以在新约时代，好像十诫就被忽略了，没有旧约时代那么严谨重要。
So it seems like in the New Testament, these laws were neglected and were not as important.
当然，这是一个错误的观念。
Of course, this is a wrong concept.
神的话是真理，永远不变的。
God's word is the truth, and it never changes.
这个十诫是以色列百姓出埃及来到西乃旷野，神亲自用指头把它刻在石板上的。
These Ten Commandments were carved on a stone by the Lord's finger while the Israelites went out of Egypt.
要百姓世世代代都要遵守。
And he wanted the Israelites to obey this for generations to come.
就记载在出埃及记第二十章。
And these Ten Commandments are recorded in Exodus chapter 20.
第一节到十七节。
Verse 1 to verse 17.
当以色列百姓经过旷野四十年的信心的磨练之后。
After 40 years of trying their faith in the wilderness.
他们准备要进入神应许的流奶与蜜的迦南美地。
The Israelites were ready to enter into the land of milk and honey.
但是神把迦南地指给摩西看。
But the Lord only revealed the land of Canaan to Moses.
但是摩西却不能进入迦南地。
However, he could not enter into the land of Canaan.
并不是摩西做得不好，不配进迦南地。
It was not because he did something wrong and he was not worthy to enter into the land of Canaan.
圣经告诉我们，律法是借着摩西传的。
The Bible tells us that the law was passed on through Moses.
恩典是借着耶稣基督而来的。
And grace comes from Lord Jesus.
摩西代表着律法。
Moses represents the law.
我们不能靠着律法进入神应许之地。
We cannot enter into the promised land just by the law.
今天我们要进入神为我们预备的荣耀的天国。
Today, if we want to enter into the glorious heavenly kingdom God has prepared for us,
不是靠行律法。
We must not do this by obeying the law.
乃是靠神的恩典。
It is by the grace of the Lord.
那不是靠律法，那我们就不必遵行律法吗？
If we're not doing this by obeying the law, does that mean we can just disobey the law?
绝对不是。
It is not so.
因为肉体的软弱，所以人没有办法靠着行律法来蒙神称义。
Because we have fleshly desires and weaknesses, we cannot be deemed righteous just by our deeds and obeying the law.
所以主耶稣来就把律法的字句规条有碍于我们行道的这些字句把它成全在十字架上。
And so when Lord Jesus came, he fulfilled all the rules and laws on the cross.
所以主耶稣说，我来不是废掉律法。
So therefore Lord Jesus said, I come not to abolish the law.
律法的一点一画都不能废去的。
I cannot even abolish one rule, one statement of the law.
但是因为肉体的软弱，我们没有办法遵循律法。
But because of our fleshly weaknesses, we cannot completely obey this law.
所以主耶稣才把律法上那些有碍于我们的字句、规条，把它成全在十字架上。
And therefore, he took all the rules and regulations in the law and fulfilled them on the cross.
不能遵循律法是要受咒诅的。
If we disobey the law, we will be cursed.
主耶稣为我们承担咒诅。
However, Lord Jesus came to take up this burden and take up the curse.
因为圣经说，凡是挂在十字架上的，都是受咒诅的。
Because in the Bible it tells us, all those that were hanged on the cross will be cursed.
所以主耶稣来为我们受咒诅，被挂在十字架上。
So Lord Jesus, he came for us and was cursed because of us and was crucified on the cross.
这乃是要显明出神的爱来。
And this is to show God's love.
我们要知道律法的这个总结就是十条诫命。
We must know that the goal of all the laws are the Ten Commandments.
十诫就是律法的总纲。
The Ten Commandments is a summation of all the laws.
那十条诫命也可以把它归纳为爱神、爱人两条。
And the Ten Commandments can be further condensed into love the Lord your God and to love people.
这也是主耶稣所指示我们。
This is what the Lord has instructed us.
那要爱神爱人。
That we are to love God and love men.
就是靠着主耶稣所显明的爱。
And we do this by the love that Lord Jesus has shown us.
约翰福音三章十六节提到神爱我们世人。
In Gospel of John chapter 3 verse 16, it tells us that God loved people.
为了爱我们世人，甚至呢把人当为最宝贵的，比自己的生命更重要的，就是独生子，把他赐给我们。
And he gave what is most precious to him, what that is only son, and he gave him to us.
这是神对我们世人爱的表明。
And this is the manifestation of God's love for us people.
让我们每位相信耶稣基督，借着主耶稣的爱，我们能够得享永生。
So that those who believe in Lord Jesus through his love, we can inherit eternal life.
我们就不必因为没有遵行律法受咒诅而毁灭。
We will not be destroyed because we cannot obey the commandments.
所以主耶稣才说了，他来不是废掉律法，乃是把它成全在他身上。
Therefore, Lord Jesus said he came not to abolish the law, but to fulfill it.
所以今天我们要遵行律法，就是靠着耶稣基督的爱。
Therefore, today, if we're to obey the law, we must do this with the help of Lord Jesus' love.
那我们必须要能够明白神对我们人类的爱。
And we must also understand God's love for us.
然后被神的爱所激励，我们才能够生发爱神的心。
We must be invigorated by this love, and therefore we can have the heart to love God back.
我们有爱神的心，才能够以神的爱去爱人。
If we have this love of God, then we can use this love to love other people.
与人之间去过彼此相爱的生活。
And we can live in peace and harmony among other people.
好，所以圣经说，律法的总结就是爱。
And therefore, the Bible tells us the goal of the commandment is love.
保罗所以能够爱神、爱人。
Paul was able to love God and love men.
就是因为他能够很深刻地明白神的爱。
It was because he could very deeply feel God's love.
所以他说，基督的爱是何等的 长阔高深。
And therefore he says that the love of Christ is so broad and so wide and so tall and so deep.
我们没有办法用言语用文字把它表明出来的。
We cannot totally express this in words.
啊，所以保罗说，基督的爱是过于人所能够测度的。
Therefore, Paul says, the love of Christ is more than what man can express.
所以他常说，基督的爱激励了我。
And therefore, he often says, the love of Christ invigorates me.
他就能够比我们众人爱主更深。
And therefore, he can love God more than most of us.
想到主这么爱我们，我们怎么能够不爱主呢？
Because he often thinks about how God loves us so much, how can we not love him back?
所以保罗说，若有人不爱主，他就该受咒诅。
Therefore, Paul says, if a person does not love God, he must be cursed.
因为他忘恩负义，辜负了神的爱。
Because he forgets what love God gave him.
啊，所以他常常被主耶稣的爱所激励。
Therefore, he's often motivated by the Lord's love.
他才能够来遵循神的律法。
And this is how he was able to obey the commandments.
去过着爱神爱人的生活。
To lead a life that loves God and loves men.
一个小孩子会听话，会顺服父母的教导。
For a child to obey and submit to the parents' discipline.
绝对不是因为父母管教非常严格。
It must not be because the parents are very strict.
所以孩子啊，很怕。
So the child will be in fear.
不得不听父母的话。
And he has no other choice but to listen.
其实他是屈服于威权。
In reality, he is submitting to authority.
一个真正会听话孝敬父母的孩子，是因为被父母的爱所感动。
A child that truly submit and obey his parents will be one that is invigorated by the parents' love.
爸爸妈妈这么爱我，我怎么可以让他伤心呢？
And to know that his parents love him so much, how can he bring sorrow to his parents?
那是从心里发出来的。
And this comes from the heart.
是被父母的爱所感动，甘心乐意的，并且怀着感恩的心孝敬父母。
And this honoring of their parent comes from the fact that they're very thankful of their parents.
所以我们要遵循神的一切命令，就是要被神的爱来激励。
So in order for us to obey all the commandments the Lord gave us, it is to be touched by the Lord's love.
那我们才会从心里顺服神。
And this is how we can submit to the Lord's will in our
并且是甘心乐意的。
And we do this willingly.
你来遵循神的旨意，不是压力，不是痛苦的。
If you come to obey the Lord's will, it is not a burden, it is not pressuring.
而是感恩的，是乐意的。
It is full of thankfulness and very willing.
神是让我们享受自由的，享受恩典的。
God is there for us to enjoy freedom and enjoy grace.
律法是要刑罚恶人，保护善人。
The law is to punish the evildoer and protect the kind.
律法是圣洁的，是出于爱的。
The law is pure and comes out of love.
所以我们能够以主耶稣爱的心来行神的道，我们一定非常快乐。
So if we can use the love that Lord Jesus have and do His will, we will be very happy.
我们就不会感到哇，信了耶稣不自由。哇，压力太大，这个不行，那个不行，干脆不要信算了。
We won't feel that believing Lord Jesus is so restricting, so much pressure. We cannot do this and we cannot do that.
没有信主多注意，有什么都可以做。
And when I didn't believe in the Lord, I can do whatever I want.
其实神叫我不要做的，绝对是为了爱 为了我们得到真的自由。
In reality, what God does not want us to do, it is because He wants us to have true freedom.
所以律法是圣洁的。
So the law is godly.
是使人得到自由的。
It is for men to have freedom.
只要我们明白，哎，律法的真意。
As long as we understand the true meaning of the law.
是出于神的爱。
That it comes from the love of God.
让我们能够享受神的恩典。
So that we can enjoy God's grace.
哎，那我们在遵行神的这个律法，神的道，我们就能够胜任愉快。
And therefore, when we do this, we can overcome all trials when we try to obey the law.
啊，但是因为人有肉体的软弱。
But because humans have fleshly desires and weaknesses.
所以我们时常会感到心有余力不足。
So oftentimes we'll feel that we have the heart, but we have no strength.
啊，是神也体贴我们肉体的软弱。
So God is
体谅我们肉体的软弱。
So God is sympathetic to our physical weaknesses.
所以他特别应许是圣灵来帮助我们。
So He gave us the promised Holy Spirit to help us.
啊，让我们能够从软弱中变为刚强。
So that through the weaknesses we can gain strength.
对。所以罗马书我们昨天啊已经谈过了，罗马书八章第一节到第八节。
So as we talked about last night from Romans chapter 8, verse 1 to verse 8.
啊，靠着神的爱，圣灵的能力，我们才能够脱离罪的权势。
It is by the God's love and the help of the Holy Spirit can we escape.
我们才能够啊，制止肉体的情欲。
To escape the grasp of sinful nature and our desires.
因为一个体贴肉体的人，他就会去顺服肉体。
Because one that lives according to sinful nature will submit to the sinful nature.
我们能够明白神的爱，神啊的苦心，那我们会体贴圣灵。
If we can understand what Lord did for us, then we can submit to the Holy Spirit.
我们能够体贴圣灵，我们就能够顺服圣灵。
If we live according to the Holy Spirit, we can submit to the Holy Spirit.
如果你不明白神的爱，当然了。你会体贴肉体。
If we do not understand the Lord's love, of course we will live according to our flesh.
哎，那你就会顺服肉体。
Then we will submit to our flesh.
那顺服肉体的结局就是死。
And the result of living according to our flesh is death.
我们能够明白神的爱。
If we can understand the Lord's love.
哎，神也体谅我们肉体软弱。所以是圣灵帮助我们。
Since God is sympathetic to our physical weakness, He gave us the Holy Spirit.
并且在不断的借着圣灵在我们心中做感动的工作。
And through the Holy Spirit, He continues to touch our hearts.
所以保罗说，不要消灭圣灵感动。
Therefore, Paul instructs us not to put out the Spirit's fire.
就是不要把圣灵的火把它扑灭了。
And that is, we must keep this fire burning.
不要让圣灵为我们担忧。
And that we must not grieve the Holy Spirit.
啊，那我们能够体贴圣灵，我们自然而然就愿意顺服圣灵。
If we live according to the Holy Spirit, very willingly we'll be able to submit to the Holy Spirit.
我们顺服圣灵，我们就得到生命与平安。
If we submit to the Holy Spirit, we can have life and have peace.
接下来保罗一直谈到圣灵啊，知道我们的软弱，会用说不出的叹息替我们代祷。
Paul also tells us that the Holy Spirit knows our weaknesses and intercedes for us.
二十六节以下。
From 26 on.
但有时候我们在遵行神道、神话语的过程当中，我们有时候会觉得很难、很苦。
But sometimes when we're trying to obey the Lord's will, we feel this is very difficult.
一方面有神的灵帮助，一方面不断的被基督的爱所激励。
Because we have the help of the Holy Spirit and we continue to be moved by the Lord's love.
所以保罗说，再有什么事可以让我基督的爱来隔绝呢？
And therefore Paul says, what can separate me from the love of Christ?
不可能的。
There are no such things.
哎，靠着基督的爱，在所遭遇的一切事上都能够得胜有余。
Under the Lord's love, we can overcome all trials.
所以今天我们要遵行律法，哎，要行出神的道来，就是靠着爱的神、爱的激励和圣灵的帮助。
And therefore, if we're to obey the law and act out the Lord's will, it is by the movement of the Holy Spirit and His love.
哎，神两次把这个法版赐给人。
Twice God gave the tablets to men.
第一次就是摩西从神得到领受了法版下西乃山的时候，百姓啊已经看到摩西四十昼夜一直没有消息，他们就开始拜金牛犊了。
The first time was when Moses went up to Mount Sinai and God gave him the tablets. When he came down, the people who saw Moses not come down for 40 days were worshiping a golden calf.
所以摩西看到这种情形啊，就非常啊愤怒，把石板摔碎了。
When Moses saw this event, he was very furious and broke the tablets.
但是第二次，神要摩西自己凿出石板来。
The second time, the Lord wanted Moses to gather these two tablets.
神再把第一次啊用他的指头刻在石板上的字啊。照样的再把它刻上来。
And God, in the same way, recorded and carved the words that he carved the first time onto these second tablets.
第二次的石板是摩西自己凿成的。
The tablets the second time were gathered by Moses.
哎，所以第二次的石板就预表主耶稣基督，他自己成了这个石板石头，被凿成受苦成全在十字架上。
And the second tablet symbolized Lord Jesus. He came down and represented a tablet that was suffered for us.
这就是律法成全在耶稣基督的爱的身上。
And this is the law being fulfilled on the love of Lord Jesus.
并且今天呢，我们不是守着字句的实践。
And today we're not obeying the law word by word.
而是已经把它成全在我们心版上面了。
But these laws are already fulfilled onto our hearts.
啊，实践不是在写在石板上，而是成全在我们的心版上。
The Ten Commandments are no longer on the stone tablets, but they should be on the tablets of our heart.
啊，所以希伯来书九章第四节啊，哎，说这个约柜里面就放着石板。
And therefore, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 9, verse 4, in the Ark of Covenant are the tablets.
亚伦花亚的杖。
And Aaron's staff that had budded.
还有装玛拿的金罐。
And the golden jar of manna.
哎，亚伦花亚的杖。就是预表盼望，预表复活，杖是死的、干的、没生命的，能够重新发芽，表示从死里复活。这就是主耶稣给我们带来的盼望。
Aaron's staff that had budded represents hope because the staff is dead, it can bud, and that means the hope that Lord Jesus had given us.
哎，装玛拿的金罐
，The golden jar of manna。
啊，玛拿就是神的话语。
Manna is the words of God。
哎，要用金罐才能够把它装着。
It must be contained within a golden jar。
哎，金罐代表我们被熬炼过的信心。
This golden jar represents our faith that have gone through trials.
哎，被熬炼过的信心呐，就是真实的信心，才能够保守神的道理。
A faith that has been put to test is a true faith that can keep the Lord's words.
装玛拿的金罐代表着我们的信心。
This golden jar of manna represents our faith.
还有两块法板。
And two tablets of the law.
法板写的就是十条诫命。
The stone tablets contain the commandments.
哎，主耶稣把它归纳两条，就是爱神，爱人。
Lord Jesus had summed this up into statements and is to love God and to love men.
哎，爱神爱人就是爱。
To love God and love men is just love.
律法的总结就是爱。
The goal of all the commandments is love.
所以如今呢，我们要把约柜就是神临在的地方，是神向人显现施恩的地方。
So today the Ark of Covenant is where the Lord gives grace to men and appears to men.
如今我们要把约柜成全在我们心里面。
Today we must take this Ark of Covenant and fulfill it on our hearts.
哎，我们要神永远与我们同在。
We want the Lord to always be with us.
向我们显现。
And appear to us.
向我们施恩。
To give grace to us.
我们就心中必须长存信望爱。
So in our hearts we must always have faith, hope, and love.
哎，哥林多前书十三章十三节。
First Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13.
如今长存的有信、有望、有爱。
And now these three remains: hope, faith, and love.
其中最大的就是爱。
But the greatest of these is love.
哎，因为神的爱激励了我们。
Because God's love motivates us.
我们才能够明白，哇，神这么爱我们，我们才能够对神生发信心。
Then we can understand how God loves us, and we can have faith for God.
将来才能够实现我们对将来永远的盼望。
And in this way, we can fulfill this hope that we have for the future.
所以保罗说，其中最大的就是爱。
And therefore, Paul says the greatest of these is love.
哎，所以整个十条诫命是本乎爱的。
So the Ten Commandments are all because of love.
那神再把怎么样爱神，怎么样爱人，把它分为十条诫命。
And God took this love and told us how to love God and how to love men and split this into Ten Commandments.
那十条诫命也等于神一切律法的总纲。
And the Ten Commandments can be a summation of all laws.
所以我们有神的爱，我们就能够啊执行这个神一切的诫命。
So if we have the love of God, then we can obey all these commandments.
那我们现在看出埃及记二十章。
Let us now turn to Exodus chapter 20.
出埃及记第二十章。
Exodus chapter 20.
第一节。
Verse 1.
神吩咐这一切的话说，我是耶和华你的神，曾经领你从埃及地为奴之家啊领你们出来的啊。神在这里对以色列百姓提到啊，他就是耶和华你的神。
Here God mentions to them that I am the Lord your God，
就是把你从埃及为奴之地领出来的。
And he was the God that brought them out of Egypt where they were slaves.
以色列百姓在埃及的时候是过着没有神、没有指望的生活。
The Israelites were living a hopeless life without God in Egypt.
神在埃及彰显了神的全能荣耀。
In Egypt, God showed his glory and his almightiness.
啊，降了时代灾难、刑罚，这个啊苦待神选民的这个埃及。
And he gave the ten plagues to the Egyptians who were putting burdens on the Israelites.
当然了，借着所行的十大神迹， 不但对埃及人一种罪恶的刑罚，也让神的百姓以色列人看到了神的荣耀全能。
These 10 miracles, in a way, is a punishment for the Egyptians, and is also a way for the Israelites to see God's glory.
然后把他们从埃及领出来。
And then God brought them out of the land of Egypt.
让他们来侍奉神。
So that they can have the chance to serve God.
做神的儿女。
And be God's children.
并且啊，要进入那流奶与蜜的应许之地。
And in addition, they were promised the land of milk and honey.
所以在神颁布十条诫命之前，这是一个序言，等一个前提。
So this is like a prologue to before God gave the Ten Commandments.
我们为什么要守神诫命呢？
Why must we obey God's commandments?
第一节、第二节就是告诉我们理由。
Verse 1 verse 2 tells us the reason.
有这个理由，这个原因，所以我们一定要遵守神的诫命。
Because of this reason, therefore we must obey God's commandments.
我们看以弗所书第二章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章，我们先看第一节。
Ephesians chapter 2, let us look at verse 1.
你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。第二节。
Verse 2.
那时你们行在其中，行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺从空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。第三节。
Verse 3.
我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随从肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之主，和别人一样。第四节。
Verse 4.
然而神既有丰盛的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱。第五节。
Verse 5.
当我们死在过患中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩。那我们看过十一节就好了。
Now let us look at verse 11.
所以你们应当纪念，你们从前按着肉体是外邦人，是称为没受割礼的，这名原是那些凭着人的手在肉身上称为受割礼的人所起的。十二节。
12.
那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国民之以外，在所应许的之约上是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。十三节。
13.
你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里靠着他的血得以亲近了。这段圣经提醒我们，跟早期提醒从埃及为奴之地被领出来的神的选民以色列人一样。
What this Bible passage instructs us and warns us is the same of what God had warned the Israelites when they came out of Egypt.
人类所以会生活在痛苦的深渊里面。
Men today live in grief and sorrow.
就是因为人受魔鬼的欺骗。
It is because men were deceived by the devil.
背离了神的教训。
And turned their back against the discipline and instructions of God.
犯了罪。
And then sinned.
死才临到我们身上。
And this is why death came unto us.
随着而来的就是肉体上所经历的一切咒诅。
And upon this are also the curses that will be unto the flesh.
所以今天啊，神已经从我们以前当悖逆之子，伏在啊魔鬼权势之下为奴的我们，已经把我们救赎出来，归属他了。
So we were once under the authority and some.In the sin of the devil, today we've been saved and taken out.
我们必须以古事为鉴。
We must take history into as a lesson.
不要再重蹈覆辙。
And you must not repeat this history.
哎，所以神要我们呐，守住神的话语。
And therefore, the Lord wants us to obey these words.
我们就能够永享神赐给我们的福乐。
Then we can enjoy.The peace and happiness the Lord gives us.
我们现在看回来出埃及记二十章的第三节。
Let us turn back to Exodus chapter 20, verse 3.
除我以外，你不可有别的神，这是第一条诫命。
This is the first commandment, you should have no other gods before me.
第一条诫命，第二条诫命，啊，还有第三条诫命啊，都是关乎我们拜神的事。
The first three commandments has regards as to how we should worship the Lord.
哎，当然还有第四条诫命。
Of course, there is also the fourth commandment.
安息日是我们属神的一个证据。
The obeying the Sabbath day, it is a witness and a testimony of our faith.
但是我们今天呢、啊，守神诫命，不是在像当初神在啊、雷锋乌云密布的情况下来领受这些诫命的，在雷锋乌云密布的这个恐惧之下。来领受神的诫命。
But today when we receive these commandments, we do not receive them as they did before under fear.
我们今天是在神的恩典里面来领受神的命令，神的话语。
Today we receive these words and God's commandments through His grace.
是怀着感恩的心、乐意的心来遵守的。
And we obey these through a heart of thanksgiving and through a heart of willingness.
并且神的诫命是圣洁的，是出于爱的，是让我们得到真自由的。
And the commandments of love are pure and holy and is for us to have true freedom.
所以我们必须啊，要明白诫命跟我们的生活是息息相关的。
Therefore, we must understand that these commandments are very closely tied to our life.
第一条诫命当然就是告诉我们这个关乎我们的信仰与敬拜。
The first commandment tells us about our faith and our worship.
那我们的信仰，我们所敬拜的对象是谁？
That who is the one that we're to worship?
为什么他值得我们来敬拜他？
And why is he worthy of our worship?
因为这节告诉我们，除了我就是耶和华真神之外，再也不可以有别的神。
Because this verse tells us that we should have no other gods except our Lord.
在今天我们民族的啊、这世代里面，觉得这种话语太过霸道，太过专制专权。
Today in this democratic society, we think this type of phrase.Is very proud.
古时的皇帝，他们就是这样讲。
In the ancient times, they said it in this way.
他可以代表一切，他操作杀身之权。
That the emperors have all authority and they can decide between life and death.
是古时的皇帝啊，哎，大家对他，百姓对他要存着敬畏的心呐、啊，并且啊，视君如视父， 你一不高兴就杀头。
And the, because he has so much authority, people viewed him with reverence and fear, and they will not dare to transgress against him.
皇帝要杀你啊，你还要跪下来叩头，要磕头谢恩啊，誓死，叫你去死还是誓你死？
And if the emperor wants you to die, you must kneel down and bow to him and thank him because he gave you death.
那是威权的时代。
And that is a time of authority.
今天民主的啊时代里面呢、啊，这种威权的时代已经呢、啊、过去了。
Today in this democratic society, that time has passed.
谁还能够讲这种话呢？
Who can speak these kinds of words?
为什么耶和华可以这么说呢？
And why is it our Lord can speak in this way?
除了我之外，不可以有别的神。
That you cannot have any other gods before me.
好像非常霸道，非常专制。
And it seems like he is very proud.
其实呢，他就是绝对的权威者。
Because in reality, he has all the authority.
我们古时的皇帝啊，啊，这些帝王只是想与神同等。
The emperors of the ancient times all wanted to be like God.
哎。其实呢，就侵占了神的主权了。
And in this way, they trespassed against God's almighty power.
为什么除了耶和华之外，不可以有别的神？
Why is it that other than the Lord, we cannot have any other gods?
哎，我们看《使徒行传》十七章。
Let us turn to Acts of Apostles, chapter 17.
《使徒行传》十七章。
Acts of Apostles, chapter 17.
22节。
Verse 22.
22节这里开始是保罗有一次啊啊在希腊雅典呐 啊传道的时候。
This records a time when Paul was in Athens preaching the gospel.
哎，他看到那些雅典人呐、啊，凡事都很敬畏鬼神。
And he saw that these men of Athens, they were very reverent to the gods.
因为有一位超越人的能力之上的神存在。
Because there is a God who has the power above all men.
但是他们不明白这位神是谁。
But they do not understand who is this God.
啊，是二十三节，保罗说：“我游行的时候，观看你们所敬拜的，遇见一座，上面写着卫士之神，你们所认不认识而敬拜的。”哎，因为人有那种敬畏鬼神的心，知道有一位超乎人能力之上的，哎。
Because man has a mindset to worship something that is superior to their powers, and they know there is something superior.
但是不晓得这位神是谁，在哪里。
But they do not know who this God is and where he is.
啊，所以呀、啊，就有那种幻神论产生，什么都是神。
And so there's the theory that they're gods of all things.
并且呀、啊，怕真正的神没有拜到，所以连卫士之神他们都要拜，怕败落了。
And just in case they couldn't worship the real God, then they must have a God that is unknown.
但是保罗在这里呀、啊，就指示他们，其实我们所当敬拜的是哪一位神呢
？Here Paul tells them what God they should actually worship.
所以保罗告诉他们说：“我现在要告诉你们。”
So here Paul tells him.
哎，二十四节。
24.
我们所当敬拜的乃是创造宇宙和其中万物的神。
That the God they're to worship is the God that made the world and everything in the heavens and the earth.
这宇宙万物都是这位神所造的，我们要拜，能够 创造宇宙还有一切万物的这位神。
And the heavens and the earth and everything in it were created by the hands of the Lord, and therefore we must worship this God.
因为宇宙万物是他造的，所以他是啊天地的主宰者。
Because the heaven and the earth were created by him, therefore he is master of all these.
他就不是住在人所造的殿里面。
Therefore he does not live in the temple made by men.
宇宙万物都是他造的。所以我们不必造一个庙宇来给神住。
The heaven and the earth and everything underneath were created by God, therefore we do not need a temple for God.
古时神要百姓建造圣殿，也就是在那边拜神，神在那里施恩与人相会而已，并不是神住在那里。
In the ancient times, when the people were to build a holy temple where they worship God, it is where God meet them and give them grace. It is not where God lives.
二十五节也说，也不用人用手来服侍，好像他缺少了什么，因为万物都是从他而来的嘛。
In verse 25, it tells us, and he is not served by human hands as if he needed anything, because all things were created by him.
并且自己反而将生命、气息和万物赐给我们人类。
And because it gives all men life and breath and everything else.
因为宇宙万物啊，圣经告诉是为人造的。
Because all things under the heavens and the earth were created by for men.
所以他把这一切啊赐给我们人类。
And therefore he gave all these to men.
他从一本造出现在世上万族的人出来。
And from one race, he created the millions of race in the world.
从一个人就是亚当，按照神的形象样式来创造出来。
From just one man, and that was Adam, created in the image of God.
啊，并且神啊，预先就定准了人的年限和所住的疆界。
And beforehand, God had set the years in our life.
神是一切万物的掌权者，也是我们啊生命的掌权者。
God is the Lord over everything, and also the Lord over our life.
所以我们有一首诗歌啊，提到我知道谁掌管着明天。
And therefore, there is a hymn saying that I know who holds the authority and power.
我们还没有出生，神已经预定了我们要出生在哪里，世上年限多久，早就预定好了。
And the one who holds tomorrow, because he knows what happens tomorrow and when we're born and when we'll leave.
他是一位全智、全能、全知的神。
Because he is omnipresent, omnipotent, and knows everything.
所以有些人有一种啊宿命论啊这个观念。
And so some people have
宿命论，有一个掌管着我们命运的神，我们没有办法超脱的。
And so some people believe in destiny.
啊，所以我们俗语常说生死有命，富贵在天啊。
And some people say that life and death comes from is a fate, and other than that, the wealth is according to the heavens.
好像我们一切都生活在神的命定之下，我们没有办法超脱，没有办法改变的。
And it seems like everything in our life is under the control of the heavens, and we have no will to change.
那神让我们生活在他的掌握之中，目的是要叫我们，二十七节说，要叫他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩而得。其实他离我们个人呢不远。我们的28节，我们的生活、动作、存留都在乎他。就如我们作诗的有人说，我们也是他所生的。所以神是一切的万物的创造者，也是我们人类生活动作的掌权者。
And God is the one that created everything in our life, and He's also the one that holds power over our life and our actions.
有一个寓言这么说。
There's a parable that says this.
有一天，有一只青蛙掉到一个桶里面去。
There was
once 牛奶桶里面去。
There was once a frog that landed in a bucket of milk.
那桶很深。
This bucket was very deep.
哎，青蛙掉到桶里面了、啊，因为没有着力点，它没有办法跳出来。
And because this frog has no foothold to leap out.
哎，这只青蛙就觉得我完了。
And this frog was very sorrowful, and he thought he was doomed.
啊，我该死了。
And that he was doomed to die.
因为我没有办法啊，在脱离这个地方了。
Because he was unable to escape the situation.
他是一个绝望者。
And he was a hopeless one.
啊，连挣扎都难得再挣扎了。
And he even refused to struggle.
所以很快就死掉了。
Therefore, quickly he died.
第二只青蛙又掉到同样的这个牛奶桶里面去。
The second frog also fell into this bucket of milk.
哇，我怎么命运这么差呢？
And he thought, how come I was so unlucky?
怎么掉到这里呢？
How come I landed in this place?
它代表着一些宿命论者把一切都归咎于命运。
And he represents all the people who believe in destiny and they believe in fate.
啊，认命啊。
And therefore they just live according to their fate.
所以闽南话有一句话这么说啊，这个我们要断流棍先下灭论啊，命运与生俱来的啊，你造怎么样努力也没有用。
And so there's a Taiwanese saying that fate, you cannot control it.
所以有些人啊，就自认，哎，我出生本来就是一个歹命的人呐。
And some people say that I was born to be destined to do this.
好像印度就是一个宿命论的一个国家。
And this is likened to the country India. They believe in destiny.
他们的阶级啊，分得很清楚。
Their levels of society were very clear.
平民不可能跟贵族啊同出入了。
And the common citizens would not be sitting at the same table with the higher class.
但是他们的信仰让他们能够认命。
But their faith allowed them to give in to their fate.
没有办法，无可奈何啊！我就出生就是啊卑贱的人呐、啊，只有盼望来世。在转生能够啊脱离啊这个命运的束缚。
They believe that it was their fate that allowed them to be born in this class, and their only hope is to be reincarnated into a higher class.
人生活在啊无可奈何的生活当中，所以有只好啊认命。
When a person lives in a hopeless life, then they will succumb to what they call fate.
所以用很多话语啊。来安慰自己，鼓励自己。
And they will use a lot of words to comfort themselves.
所以闽南话说：“未生住先行住戏了，生死有命了。”所以呀、啊，你不用埋怨了，也不用叫苦了，都没有用的了。
And so the saying tells us that there is no need to complain because everything is destined.
啊，富贵在天呐！啊，不要去羡慕人家，我那么有钱，那么好生活，我为什么这么穷苦？你叫也没有用啊。
And it also says that your living standard is also according to the heavens, so there's no need to complain.
啊，只好认命。
And therefore you must accept it.
所以第二只青蛙掉下去的时候，只好认命。哎呀，命运啊。
So the second frog that dropped in the bucket, he accepted his fate.
啊，只好认命，只好忍受痛苦，无可奈何的。啊，一天过一天，忍耐，啊，过去。
And therefore he can only be hopeless and watch as every day pass by.
啊，第二只青蛙比第一只青蛙好过一点，但是很快也就死了。
This second frog lived a little longer than the first one, but soon after he died as well.
哎，第三只青蛙又掉到同样的牛奶桶里面去。
And this third frog dropped into this bucket of milk.
咚一声下来，哇，我怎么掉到这里？这里是什么地方呢？
And he wondered, where have I dropped? Where is this place?
哎呦，是牛奶桶呢。
And he has seen that this is a bucket of milk.
哇，我怎么这么幸运？好在没有掉到茅厕里面。
And he said, why am I so lucky? Good thing I didn't land in a stack of hay.
哇，这里是牛奶桶呢。
He said, this is a bucket of milk.
哎，那我要怎么上去啊？
And how am I to go back up?
他的脚没有着力点。
He has no foothold.
当然他没有办法用力往上跳。
And of course, he wasn't able to jump up.
哎，但是呢，他有一个盼望。
But he has a hope.
哎，只要我善尽我该尽的本分。
And as long as he do what he can.
哎，求天上的神帮助我。
And he asked the Lord in heaven to help him.
啊，一方面靠着后天的努力。
And he uses much of his effort.
一方面寻求那掌权者的帮助。
And on the other hand, he must seek the help of the Almighty One.
哎，后天的努力常常会补足先天的不足。
And the effort that you put in can sometimes recover what you lack when you.
哎，就是、啊、今天我们信主的这，哎，碰到事情，哎，凡事感谢，把一切交托神，人善尽本分，我们做不到的，求神补足，求神帮助。
Like believers today, oftentimes we will pray to God and thank Him for what He gives us. And what we have in weakness, we must ask God to have sympathy.
所以第三只青蛙啊，掉在牛奶桶里面的时候啊，它就不住的善尽本分啊，在桶里面呢、啊，哗哗哗。
So when this third frog dropped into the bucket, he put in his own effort and was swimming in it.
他有一个盼望。
And he has a hope.
哎，他可以祷告，求掌管着人生死祸福的人命运的神来帮助他。
That he can have the help from the one that has authority over all life.
哎，他乏累了，肚子饿，哎，就喝口牛奶休息一下，然后又滑又滑又滑。
He will continue to swim, and when he gets tired, he will take a drink of milk and then continue to swim.
哎，这些牛奶啊，啊，被他一直搅动搅动，哎，搅动之后。就硬了，变成乳酪了。哎，我的脚有着力点了，他一跳就跳出来了。
And the smell, because of he was swimming, constant stirring, turned into cheese, and he has a foothold and he can leap out.
我们不要像第一只青蛙过着绝望的生活。
Because he was not the first frog living a hopeless life.
也不要像第二只青蛙过着那宿命论的生活，无可奈何的忍耐忍耐，痛苦过一生。
And you must not live the life of the second frog that accepts his fate and does not bother to change it.
我们要像第三只青蛙，知道谁掌管着明天。
We must be like the third frog and know who holds tomorrow.
知道那掌管着我们的生死祸福的神。
And then we must know that the Lord in heaven is the one that has authority over everything in our life.
只要我们人能够懂得善尽本分。
As long as we human know how to put in our own effort.
哎，我们做不到的，只有交托给掌管我们呐 啊一切的神。
What we cannot do, we must put forth and give them unto God.
耶和华真神，他就是造天地万物、掌管着我们一切的主宰者。
The Lord in heaven is the one that has authority over all things because he was the creator of all things.
所以我们应当啊。敬拜他
，and therefore we must worship him.
啊，这位神是绝对存在的。
This God is the one that must exist.
哎，在罗马书第一章十八节到二十五节
，in the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 18，
从我们的生活经验告诉我们这位神的存在。
From our own life experience, we understand this God exists.
神的事情原放在人心里的。
What the things of God are put into man's heart.
人有善恶报应的观念。
And man has a concept to repay good and evil.
人有拜神的本能。
And man has the primitive ability to worship God.
人有伦理道德良心。
And man has a conscience and morals.
这都在告诉我们有一位神。
And all of this tells us that there is a God.
并且借着神所创造的万物。
And also through the things that God created.
还有借着成为肉身来的耶稣基督。
And through the Lord Jesus Christ that came into flesh.
他来把我们肉眼所没有办法看见的那位神啊，有形有体的向我们显现出来。
He came to manifest the God that we cannot see into flesh.
并且将神的永能和神性啊，在主耶稣身上彰显出来了。
And God's almighty power and His godly nature were manifested on Lord Jesus.
哎，所以主耶稣说：“你们看见我，就看见了那肉眼所不能看见的神。”
Therefore, Lord Jesus said, "When you have seen me, you have seen the heavenly Father that you cannot see in flesh." 哎，
他不但是天地主宰的独一真神，也是我们人类唯一的救主。
Not only is He Lord over all things and God of all things, He is also our Savior.
所以我们在凡事上要让神在我们的一切的事上居首位。
Therefore, in all things that we do, we must put God first in our life.
所以除了真神之外，不可以有别的神。
Therefore, other than the only true God, we must not have any other gods.
我们早上先谈到这里。
And this morning, we'll end here.